coming in the frame, you want to change or
ये निकालना है.
अच्छा ओके ठीक.
आ रहा है. चलो इंस्टिंक्ट पे चलेंगे. कुछ भूल गया था देखिए.
हाँ
राइट, दिस इज ऑल इंस्टिंक्ट.
या ऑल आर रोलिंग. Hi Sudhir, welcome to the Next Wave podcast.
Hi.
Sudhir, so you are a second generation entrepreneur.
Correct.
Right now. So can you just briefly talk to us about what Swatifier does?
See, Swatifier, we are into manufacturing of and exporters of firefighting equipments.
Hmm.
Like you can see in high rise buildings, fire handle valve, fire hoses with couplings, hose box, hose drill drums.
Hmm.
And for fire brigade inlets, we have it, air release valve, different kind of fire and accessory which you see in all kind of infrastructure projects, be it airport, infrastructure buildings, everywhere, ports, everything.
Okay. So now coming to your journey as a second generation entrepreneur, so what is your oldest memory of the factory, right? So what is the oldest memory of you being papa ki factory pe kya hai oldest memory?
See, that was at the in the old city area.
Achha.
Where with the factory which I have it right now, it's a newly one.
Okay.
And the one which was in the old city area, so bahut congested jagah pe tha.
Ha.
So because
so what age were you
at that moment? I was like about 15.
Achha, 18, that is the memory. Okay.
12. Ha. That also I have. Ha. It so And that time, so it was all in the congested. Very few laborers were working down there.
Huh.
I used to see my dad what they are doing. They were used to running here and there and all that.
Huh.
And scooters were there, cycles were there. So transportation everything.
Huh.
And castings was happening.
Huh.
So I used to be there. I used to enjoy when I in vacations I used to visit over there.
Achha.
In school vacations.
Okay, so school vacations used to be going around your and you're playing around or you're like. Exploring or
exactly,
part you're
exactly,
doing it.
Exactly.
Okay, so this happens and then after this you get into your college.
Yes,
right. So
college.
So what subject did you pick for college?
See, for college in India I started with BCom.
Hmm.
I never wanted to go in science.
Hmm.
Because I was good with maths.
Hmm.
So
okay.
I wanted to do something related with maths or something. So that comes in accounting and like that, all that.
Huh.
So I chose a BCom as my subject in college.
Huh.
And later in BCom, I started with going for CA.
Okay.
CA exams and all that.
Okay.
And I did CA foundation also.
Huh.
But later on, I decided that why should I do the CA foundation? Let's go because that's not going to help me out. I wasn't feeling happy with that.
Huh.
Then I moved on with doing MBA finance abroad.
Achha.
From US.
Achha. So all this is all money perspective, finance.
Yes.
BCom, all the aspects. And you liked numbers more. That's what
yes.
you were able to understand.
Yes, yes, yes.
So isme so wo dhyan nahi tha man mein ke are yaar dad ka business chal raha hai, example. So मैं फिनेंस करके ये वाले पाथ पे जाऊंगा, वैसा थॉट था कि और यू हैड द क्लियर प्लान कि यू वुड कम बैक टू योर डैड्स बिजनेस? वो क्लैरिटी था कि नहीं था इन कॉलेज?
इन कॉलेज फ्रॉम यूएस, राइट? समवेयर आई हैड द प्लान कि आई वांट टू गो बैक टू इंडिया.
ओके ओके.
इवन पीपल और फ्रेंड्स ओवर दैट दे टोल्ड मी दैट व्होएवर कम्स टू यूएस डजंट गो बैक.
हां,
आई हैड अ फर्म प्लान. आई वांट टू गो बैक टू इंडिया. आई हैड अ प्लान लाइक दैट. सो
एंड व्हाई वाज दैट? व्हाई वाज दैट?
Initial that my motive is to study out here.
Okay.
And
purpose
I,
ye tha.
Haan, haan. Purpose ye tha. And I didn't have that much craze ke nahin settle to udhar hi hona hai. I had a good down business over here.
Haan.
I had something.
Haan.
Ke yaar kuch to karna hai, business jaisa karna hai.
Haan.
Not just job over there.
Haan.
So ye thought tha man mein.
Okay.
So when my studies got over and I was working over in US, even my dad told me that if you want to settle down in US, it's okay. Then I said no.
Hmm.
Let me try my hand over in business in India.
Hmm.
If I am not successful, I'll come back down here, but I would definitely try a hand over the business and family business in India.
Okay. So which is the time period? Ye example 2007-8 ki baat hogi example.
Exam, yes.
When you came back to India?
Haan, 2007 was the year when I came back to India.
Theek hai. So now you have got into like, you know, India example, all geared up to get into the family business.
Hmm.
So do you remember the first day at office? Like kya feeling thi ya fir kya ho raha tha?
See, first day of office aisa kuch there wasn't like that because I was familiar with the coming in the vacations and all that and when I was break, but it was something like haywire for me, like ye kya ho raha hai, how things are going on, how would I settle down in these things and all that, because I
your role and responsibility kya rahega
kya hoga, so sab soch hi chal raha tha. There wasn't something ki I'm going to do this. It's always first day, you never know your decisions. Okay, this is your part, this is like you are, because as a owner you have to think like, how would I be able to handle all these things.
Okay, so now you have joined the business, it's a family business, first day of office. So so then what happens? I mean, like, you know, uske baad mein, what are the ways, what happens in the office that you start getting the direction? Fir kya hota hai?
See, the thing starts when you start dad and all that, we sit together and then we think of and what to do next. So what will be my part? So the first thing as a owner comes is to how to grab orders, how to take orders, how to start, how the sales was the first part of it. So when it comes to sales, you have to understand the product also. So before understanding the product, so that's how, so it's a reverse process from sales. You have to go to understand the product, then the product costing. If somebody's asked about the costing, what is the price and how that, you should be able to answer that, okay, this is the thing, this is a fair price towards it. So that's how it all started.
Okay, so you straight away wanted to focus on maybe how to grow the business with sales.
Yes.
Right, kyunki abhi dad production kar rahe hain, example wo part chal raha hai. So I also understand that you're the entrepreneur, you're the person within the group, company that started exports also.
Yes.
Right, so wo pura before you, Swati Fair was not into exporting.
Yes.
Right, and after you got into the business, so you started the journey of exports. So what is the story behind the export, and when did this happen, which was this time era kya tha aur uski story kya thi?
See, exports, my first exports when I came down from US and all that, after 6-7 months, 8 months, there were a couple of products we used to manufacture for somebody else, and that were not in our brand name, Swati. There wasn't in our Swati brand name.
Okay.
And we used to be an OEM to a couple of Indian brands and all that, and we used to manufacture for them. Then I saw that, okay, where is this product used? It must be, it's going out, so it's getting exported. If somebody else can export and we are able to manufacture, then why not us? Why not us directly to these companies out for exports? Then I started searching. Google was there. I started searching, where is the market, all that. I did those analysis. Then I realized, okay, this is the market where I can throw up emails. And then I started emailing them, taking the picture of the product, attaching them that, okay, we are manufacturing this, we have this much capacity to manufacture this kind of production. That's how we started getting emails for them. That's how we were able to get one of the first order. In that also, they asked for samples first.
Okay.
So it was, we had to manufacture samples as per their quality standards and all that. And after sending 2-3 times the samples, it wasn't the first time it got approved. And that was the first point we got our breakthrough.
Okay.
From one of the Middle East countries.
Okay.
And we, that's where we started our exports first order.
Okay. And so here you are, example, coming into the company, not knowing what is going on.
Yes.
From there to focusing on, theek hai, let me focus on the sales part of the company.
Yes.
एंड सेल्स में भी ऐसा डिविजन जिसपे हम लोग फोकस नहीं कर रहे हैं, दैट इज एक्सपोर्ट वाला पार्ट. एंड यू सेड दैट यू देन स्टार्टेड ईमेलिंग पीपल एंड हैविंग कॉन्वर्सेशन विद पीपल एंड सेंडिंग विद पिक्चर्स. सो दिस ऑल लाइक यू नो द हार्ड वर्क दैट गोज बिहाइंड रीचिंग अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल एंड देन गेटिंग द रिस्पॉन्सेज फ्रॉम देम एंड देन यू स्टार्टेड लाइक यू नो गिविंग देम द सैम्पल्स.
प्रीवियसली I think email and all that came in, I think, 2001, 2002 only.
Haan.
Before that, internet wasn't that much popular. Google Haan. Wasn't there, Gmail wasn't there, all Haan. That.
Haan.
And as my dad was into the business till that,
hmm.
till the point I came,
hmm.
they were not too much into this Gmail and all that and
hmm.
internet. Internet was booming and they were not able to grab that opportunity.
Hmm.
And it was the correct time for me to, as I knew everything from the US and all that.
Uh-huh.
Then I started using email, started building websites and all that.
Hmm.
Because that was the new world which
hmm.
came up
hmm.
from the internet.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, so I think that is the perspective. So now what has happened is you're in the company, exports have started. So now what was Sudhir doing? I mean, like, you know, because abhi, like, you know, you're matching, you also said that mujhe certifications match karne hain, kyunki wo customer ka, like, you know, certifications are different, I'm building for it.
Exactly.
So Sudhir was into sales, now sales exports. Now with this challenges in certifications and everything, or with this part of new demands, so what was he doing then? Phir kya karne laga?
See, first, jab initially jab exports kar rahe the, to we were more into OEMs only. Like,
okay.
For some other brand, we used to manufacture for the couple of products like
hmm.
that, okay? For some another brand like that, some common products, we didn't require certification, all that. We did our first exhibition
hmm.
with our, we put up an exhibition in abroad.
Hmm.
And then the customer asked us, okay, you require this kind of certifications to sell it.
Hmm.
Or then only we can buy from you.
Hmm.
Without
hmm.
certification, this certificate, we cannot buy from you.
Hmm.
Then from that exhibition, we thought, okay, now, if you want to come up next time on exhibition or something like that, or
hmm.
if you want to grow our market,
hmm.
we have to get our own certification in certain products.
Hmm. Hmm.
Then only we would be able to export and grow in the market.
Hmm. Hmm.
Then we started focusing on that part of it.
Hmm. Hmm.
That how to get the certification.
Hmm.
And we were the first company in India.
Mm.
We are proud enough to say that
mm.
that to get a British Standard Kite Mark certification on landing valves or for our
okay.
valves, fire hydrant valves.
Mm, mm, mm.
So my competition was never from an Indian company. It was always for a
international
other companies like China, Taiwan,
mm.
Singapore,
mm,
Middle East, UK companies and all that.
Mm, mm. Okay. Okay, so that is how you tackle certification events like slowly over a period of time.
Yes, yes.
So abhi main soch raha hu ki now Sudhir is working in the factory. He is now creating his slow influence in the factory. So, and again, your dad, he's the one who created the company, right, from
hmm.
scratch.
Yes.
So he would be more emotionally connected with the company, wherein you have come onto the company and trying to make it bigger and
hmm.
broader and trying to take certain calculated risks, you might say, to grow the company, but with a different flavor.
Exactly.
Right. So how is that relationship going? Or, like, you know, what are the things that you've learned from your dad that has helped you? And how have you helped on the conflict management part? How have you balanced it?
See, initially, when I joined the business,
hmm.
you always see how your dad is doing the business.
Hmm.
What kind of process, how he's handling the people, how he's handling the staff, how he's handling the labors, everything. I used to keep a watch over it.
Hmm. Hmm.
Because you know the Indian environment, it's not that much simple. So I always focused on that,
hmm.
how he's handling those things.
So observing.
I was observing.
Hmm.
It took some time for me for observance.
Hmm.
Then I grabbed the good parts of it,
hmm.
and how he's handling them.
It's people management.
Yeah, people management.
Hmm.
Because that was completely different from US life.
Hmm. Hmm.
See, here is unmanaged part of it.
ये ब्लू कलर है या व्हाइट कलर एम्प्लॉइज मतलब लेबर वाले हैं कि
दोनों में
है अच्छा
समवेयर इट वाज हैपेंड यहां कोई वो सिस्टम नहीं था कि पहले से यू नो लाइक व्हाटएवर व्हिच वी सी राइट नाउ दैट वाजंट बीन डन इन दोस पास्ट इयर्स इट वाज अ स्ट्रगल एंड वी नेवर हायर्ड एन डायरेक्टली एमबीए और समबडी हु इज वेल एट बिकॉज़ वी कुडंट अफोर्ड एट दैट मोमेंट So we had to hire somebody who's at the average level of that.
Hmm.
So handling each and every blue color, white color was a difficult task for them.
Hmm.
So I was just checking out how they are managing up the things up.
Hmm.
And
लेकिन उसमें क्या अच्छे lessons थे मतलब कैसे manage
दूसरा
हाँ उसमें मतलब what was the things real things वो manage क्या कर रहे थे
रियल थिंग्स ये था कि कोई भी अगर आ रहा है, मुझे तो मतलब दे आर लाइक क्रेजी पीपल, यू नेवर नो, वो इतने टाइम से किसी 10 साल से आदमी काम कर रहा है, 15 साल से कर रहा है, 5 साल से कर रहा है, सडनली आके गुस्सा आ गया, उसको कुछ समझ नहीं आई समथिंग, इफ यू आर नॉट गिविंग द लोन और दे आर नॉट, मुझे तो नहीं करना है काम, आई वॉन्ट टू लीव दिस जॉब, समथिंग लाइक दैट, हाउ यू टैकल दैट, कैसे समझाया उसको, कैसे उसको अगर जितना पैसे चाहिए तो उससे मैनेज करवा के अभी इतना ले, ये कर क्या, दैट वॉज द लर्निंग थिंग, एंड देन दैट पर्सन स्टेड विथ अस टिल नाउ. देर आर मेनी पीपल हु आर एसोसिएटेड विथ अस सिंस बिगिनिंग 25-30 years एंड ऑल दैट स्पैन. दैट्स व्हाट आई लर्न देम,
हाउ टू रिटेन टीम और हाउ टू
रिटेन टीम, दैट इज द बिग, बिकॉज यू आर इन्वेस्टिंग इन देम, यू इन्वेस्टेड विद देम सिंस 10 years, 5 years, 7 years, सडनली एक दिन का गुस्सा, एक दिन का टसल, एंड यू जस्ट से अप, ओके यू डोंट वांट, यू गो अवे, नो ही नेवर डिड लाइक दैट, अपार्ट फ्रॉम अ कॉन्क्रीट रीजन.
सो दैट वाज वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट लर्निंग्स यू हैड फ्रॉम हिम,
बिकॉज़ मैन पावर वाज ऑलवेज इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट ऑफ अ फैक्ट्री एंड यू हैव इन्वेस्टमेंट टाइम एंड ओवर दैट, गेटिंग अ न्यू पीपल ऑन बोर्ड एंड जस्ट मेकिंग हिम लर्न, इट वुड टेक अनदर कपल ऑफ इयर्स टू ट्रेन हिम, सो ही ऑलवेज रिटेन्ड द स्टाफ केयरफुली. He managed them very nicely. Second thing what I learned from him is that he always believed in the, his one saying was that kharche ko kabhi mat rona, kamane pe dhyan do.
Interesting. Okay.
Don't worry about the expenses. The person who starts worrying about that saving and expense, ye jyada ho jayega, ye kharcha jyada ho raha hai, ye yahan ho raha hai, he cannot grow. His belief was that. ऑलवेज फोकस, ये खर्चा हो रहा है, डोंट वरी अबाउट दैट, थोड़ा ज्यादा हो रहा है चलेगा, फोकस के अपने ऑर्डर कहाँ से ज्यादा ला सकते हैं, फोकस टू इंक्रीज द टर्नओवर, दैट वाज हिज फंडा. ही नेवर वरीड दैट ओके इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर कॉस्ट ये हो रहा है, दिस इज ब्ला ब्ला ब्ला, डू इट, डोंट वरी अबाउट इट, दिस वॉन्ट गेट वेस्टेड, वॉट विल हैपन, यू वॉन्ट अर्न इट फॉर सर्टेन टाइम, दैट्स ओके, बट फ्यूचर विल बी ब्राइट. So that's always I grab that word.
Awesome. And so with parents, with dads being in business, right? So there'll be a lot of learnings from them. Equally, there will be conflicts, right?
Yes.
So how were you able to maybe separate the boundaries of a son and a dad at the office and two directors in the office? Right, because you're looking at some forte, he's looking at some forte. So directors or ye father son ka, how were you able to like, you know, did you have some kind of a practice ya fir hamara aise, like, you know, do you have some kind of rules around it or like, you know, what were the things that you did to have a clear structure?
See, these are phases.
Okay,
now phase. What happened in different years of phases. Now it's been almost 17 years I'm in this business.
So abhi set ho gaya, abhi wo set ho gaya sare boundaries,
abhi sab set ho gaya, but what happened in the beginning, how things happened initially for 2-3 years I was also new to the business. So I was just watching with them, I was taking his order, something I was doing my own, I was going back to him, did I do correct or not, blah blah, he guided me, aisa hona chahiye, aisa karna chahiye, tum aise karo, ye karo, so I was following him somewhere, I tell him, why he is saying like that, that's okay. That happened for 2-3-4 years. Then after that a stage came where I started knowing the things also, and where he was also into the business. Now he used to tell, okay, this is the process we should go. I also used to say, no, this is the process we used to go. Same person is there, same employee is there. So somewhere he is coming and giving the orders and he's going back. Somewhere I am coming and saying, why you're not doing this way? I told you this way. Then he's telling me, no. The big boss, your dad told me to do it this way. So that were the small conflicts which we started having.
In the phase two.
In the phase two. Then I decided and I told dad frankly that see, if you're taking care of this production, either you do it your way, I won't come into that picture. And if you want me to do it, then please allow my process. You have to get in confidence in me that if I am doing it, I would give my best. And that's how I am going to learn. That's how I am going to improve from that failures. So please allow me to do it. that's how we ended that conflict somewhere.
Hmm.
It used to happen sometimes somewhere.
Hmm.
But in recent years,
hmm.
in last 4-5 years,
hmm.
We have clearly divided our stuff. He's not looking anymore in the routine business,
hmm.
not purchase, sale, anything,
hmm.
sales, part accounts, anything.
Hmm.
And he's focusing on where in case of where I'm stuck,
hmm.
any new product where I need to get help, or he can go in the market, something like
hmm.
that.
Hmm.
So he can do it. He's looking mm. for the construction part of it.
Okay.
Because I just go to him.
Mm.
Dad, I just need to build here
mm.
or call this agency to handle this mm. out.
Mm.
And he definitely looks over it.
Mm.
So it's always different thing.
Mm. Mm.
I don't go in that part and do it.
Mm. Mm.
So we have completely divided our stuff.
Mm.
And now we have a good equation in that.
Okay. Okay.
He knows what I'm doing. I'm mm. doing my best.
Mm. So... सो तो प्यास लग रहा है क्या सो सो व्हाट एडवाइस विल यू गिव टू द सुधीर्स हु आर जॉइनिंग देयर फैमिली बिजनेस एग्जांपल जो नए सुधीर्स हैं एग्जांपल तो उनके फैमिली बिजनेस ज्वाइन कर रहे हैं उनके पापा अभी बिजनेस में हैं आज उनका फर्स्ट डे एग्जांपल right you've got the 17 years of experience so what advice you will give to this guy
you mean to say first day or you mean to say
first day and like how he should interact with his father or how he should interact with his company approach kya usko rules rakhne chahiye kya usko guidelines hone
chahiye pehle to kya hai ki don't try to jump in first day hai aapka first couple of years hai first 6 months hai it depends person to person
hmm.
how fast you're grabbing the business
hmm.
and how is your dad
hmm.
so that is case to case different
two variables thing ha
Hmm. Somewhere your dad is relaxed, it's okay.
Hmm.
You would allow me, somewhere the dad will come, okay, nah, nah, now you do it. Now it's up to you, now it's up to you. That's good part.
Hmm.
Then you have all the leverage, you are able to grow fast, that's
hmm.
fine.
Hmm.
Let's say your dad is conservative.
Hmm.
He is like a loss nahi hona chahiye.
Hmm.
Because as a new generation, when you are going to join, you are bound to make some
this,
mistakes
ha.
For sure.
Hmm.
And you have to read your mind, dad's mind. How is he?
Hmm.
How cool he is.
Hmm.
If he's not cool,
hmm.
then you have to take some time.
Hmm. And then balance the risk part. Like, jitna risk tum le
sakte, you have to prove it out.
Valid up to answer.
In
and
that
then he trusts.
Case, you have to prove it out.
Hmm.
That day, I am whatever decision I am going to take,
hmm.
it will reap the results.
Hmm. Hmm.
So first you have to get the confidence from your dad that
hmm.
now you are able to do it.
Hmm.
Don't just jump in the first day of doing the easy, this guy is doing wrong and I want to kick him out and blah blah blah. No,
mm.
not at all.
Mm.
Even with the employees, you have to build that rapport.
Mm.
It takes time. Mm.
Mm. Depending on how much you can grab and everything.
You cannot become boss on the first day or first few months. Mm. Again, you have to prove out with them also. Mm. That now he's settled, he knows the thing, he's
mm.
not new.
Mm. Trust wala part.
Trust wala part. That is mm. that is very much important.
Mm.
You have to gel up with them.
Mm.
Because end of the day, you have to take the work from them also.
Mm.
Mm. So it's like a balance.
Mm. Mm.
So you have to read your dad's mind.
Mm.
What's approach he has.
Mm.
Definitely you have to look at his experiences. You have to listen to him.
Mm.
Obviously that part will be there. Mm.
Mm.
But doesn't matter that what he has done, that you have to follow.
Mm.
You have to come up with new ideas.
Hmm.
If he is telling you no to do this thing, you have to think, shall I try it? If he's saying no,
hmm.
even you can give a shot towards it.
Hmm.
That dad, aapne nahi kiya, let
hmm.
me try it.
Hmm.
Loss hoga, kitna hoga, that calculated,
hmm.
that risk thoda rakh lete hain, dad.
Hmm.
Let
hmm.
us try that out.
Hmm.
You
hmm.
might get successful towards it.
Hmm. Hmm.
You never know.
Hmm. Hmm. Cool. So, so now Sudhir is like, you know, he's set, wo kaam ho gaya, example, he
mm.
know how things work. He has grown the business from just domestic to exports.
Mm.
Wo part kar raha hai. So what is the ideal day Sudhir ka kaisa hai? Matlab, subha hota hai, utne ke baad mein, what does he do till he goes to sleep? What is the schedule, average?
Schedule as I'm very...
morning person, evening
person? No, I'm a morning person.
Morning person. Okay.
I'm definitely morning person. I'm an exercise person.
Okay.
Matlab, I don't like to stay silent like that ki bhai aaj exercise to karna hai, that is the part of my life. And that was from beginning of my life, of childhood. My parents taught me that way, that you go to gym or like not gym, sorry, I was a karate champion and all that. So, and I had my own belief, okay, now I want to do that.
Physical.
And even when I went to US, I saw that people are working out more in India. India, we didn't have that culture. But in US, people were more focused on their workout, their physique and all that.
Achha, fitness pe,
so I got that motivation from there.
Reinforcement ho gaya.
Okay. So morning, I wake up at 6. Family timing, I mean, even my parents didn't allow me. Ke bhi apne late utke kya hai, everything has to start along. Jaldi utho, jaldi kaam karo. That was my mindset. And so 6 o'clock I wake up. And after tea, I read newspaper. I am fond of news, reading newspapers. All kind of Ahmedabad Mirror Rod, be it like movies, be it like political news, be it business news. So I take time to read everything.
Consuming the content.
Every day morning, that is like my, I need that dose to read out everything.
Then so that's like relaxing for you, or that's more information for you, or that's the observing, Sudhir?
No, that's not a relaxation, but that's like grabbing knowledge. I love
okay.
that part. Ki bhai ye knowledge milna zaruri hai, ye ho raha hai, toh, that keeps me excited. And after that, I get freshen up. When I get freshen up, then I would go for exercise. Even for 15 minutes of fast exercise or something like that, I would do it. I would never miss out a day, single day for of my life. Either running kar liya, either gym kar liya, either do floor exercises at my home, but I would do it something. I won't feel energized unless and until I do the exercise part of it. And then after exercise, just fatafat ready one either, and then you just rush up to the factory.
And that's like and
that depends. That again, I have different time slots. Usually 8:30 to 9 9 o'clock I used to hit factory. But in case if I have more workload, I'll start up early.
Achha, but distance kitna hai factory aane ka?
Initially when I joined the factory, that was 20 minutes, then increased to 25 minutes.
Achha.
30. But in the morning time, it's always faster.
Less traffic.
Let's say if I hit the office after 10 o'clock, it's going to double the time. So it's better to leave early morning.
And what do you do in this 30 minutes in the car?
That's a good question. I have that car which has that Bluetooth option since the beginning. Almost
pair
like pair kar diya. And then I start making call to my factory.
Achha.
I start giving a call to the manager.
So you're having your stand-up meetings. Ye tumhara matlab
wahi ho gaya. Ye kya hai, kya nahi hai. So mujhe ek idea aa jata hai.
Pahunchne se
pehle. And they are on alert. That this guy is asking, toh yahan shuru kya kar rahe ho, kaun aaya, nahi aaya. If somebody has not arrived, to give this work to somebody else. What is your planning, blah, blah, blah. This is to the office people. Secondly, I could call my vendors also. Bhai, ye material tumne agar maine outsource kiya hai, toh what are they doing? What stage it is? So, I always utilize that time, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever.
You start
sometimes, sometimes, apart from that, it's not every time that 25 minutes I will be on the call. I will be going for radio.
Achha. Okay.
Radio.
Yeah.
I need some entertainment.
Mind blank karne ke liye, ya fresh karne ke liye, ya
freshen up karne ke liye. So, because those RJs would say something about your city.
Achha.
What is the fresh happened yesterday? What is fresh happening?
So that is also
what is a fresh topic?
So, wahan pe tum naya information hi grab brain ko de rahe ho na.
You
are just feeding new information.
Yes.
Perfect.
So that means that you're not away from your town or your part of your life. It's not always business. You need to grab
new
that
areas.
Local part knowledge also.
Okay. So now you've reached. So you straight go to your cabin, or you do walk around factory.
What do you do? I won't go directly to my cabin. I would just go first to the production area.
Achha, gaadi park kiya, production area.
First of all, production area. I just want to give them alert that your boss is here. So the production manager, QC manager, staff, everyone will be on alert. See, in India, it is not that you have to show them that you are around. Here, it's not that kind of environment, okay, that if you stay relaxed, they will also stay relaxed. And I always walk fast. I have a habit of walking fast. I don't walk slow. So that if I walk fast, if I do stuff, sometimes I help them out, keeping things here and that. So they also have to get in that motion. Staff or, you know, like all workers and all that.
Hands-on approach.
Boss is active, that we also need to get active. So that's my first. Sometimes I scold people in front of others also. Why? That they get scared. That this can come to us also if we don't work better. So that's what my mind. Then I go up to my office. I have a manager, I start, okay, what are the emails you got? What is the bank balance you got? So I take a roundup of all the things. What are the orders you received till yesterday? Did you call them? What are the emails you received? What is the bank balance? What is the further task you are going to do? I'll speak with each and everyone. Now here's the thing. I won't call them to my cabin. I have a habit. I would go to them.
This is more of walking
throughout
around.
My day. Throughout my day, I never call them by come down and give me this document. No. Work is always divided. So it is with them. They are more busy. It's good. I wake up from my chair. It will be active thing for me. And I will just pass on that document to come back sometime. And if it's too urgent, then obviously I'm going to call them in my cabin. Phone calls are obviously there. But in case of some document transfer, I will do it like that.
Okay. So now you've done the walk around. Then you have, example, lunch, and then the whole day gets over, and then you head back to home.
Yes.
So again, in these 30 minutes, what are you doing?
Yes. So now I have two things. Business is done. Somewhere it is, if it is too urgent, then I will call up somebody. I have some salespeople outside my city who are not in the office. Let's say somebody's in Bangalore, somebody's in Delhi or somebody, then I will just do a quick follow-up. What happened in the day? Because that is the perfect time. Even they have come back from the routine, I'll just ask them what happened. Second, this is time to talk to my friends also. Because sometimes they are also in a car. By what happened? Some socially, some cousins, some friends. I'll talk to my wife also sometime. That you coming, this is the thing, talk to the kids about this. So it's like I will do, utilize those period also.
So it's again preparing for home. Maybe, I think, like, you know, getting a feel of how things are at home and then.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. So again, being an entrepreneur, factories, MSMEs, like, you know, it takes a, so you're working, you're like, you know, in the factory environment, and you're trying to grow the business. So what is your day look like on weekends? Weekends, mein, what do you do? I mean, like, you know, what part of Sudhir is there? Are you someone who works on weekends? Are you someone who doesn't work on weekends? Or what's going on weekends?
See, it was in my 17 years journey of this business here. It always stayed different phases. Different thing happens in life. Okay. It wasn't a
straight.
Same set weekend I subuh utho so TV they could never stay like this. See, you get married, you're only two people. You and your wife is there. You hang out. You go for movies. You are going out. There are no much more responsibilities on you. You are young enough to do that. Then there was a phase when you got the kids. First kid was there. You had to plan that if she couldn't leave the kids, you know, we have how what we are doing, you know. And I am not like of a person who watches a movie in the afternoon, like, or somebody, you know, just relax. I cannot stay relaxed. Like, I need somebody. I need either entertainment. I cannot sleep in afternoon because 6 days I am not sleeping. So I cannot sleep on the seventh day of it. And I'm not much of a night person, but I need to stay busy. Either tell us, okay, let's go for a movie, theater, we'll go for it. You tell me to go shopping, I'm ready for it.
Wow.
you tell
okay.
me to do
yes.
this thing,
yeah.
you know, I would, but I cannot be like just sitting on a couch and okay, bhai, aaj to aaram karenge, like ye. Nahin. If I'm sick, then the only case I will be sitting,
aaram se.
Yeah, either entertainment, something would should be there. Kahi milne jana hai, karna hai, kuch kaam karna hai. Aisa hai.
Cool. I think it's very interesting. You said you love shopping also. So I think.
Yes.
I think
pretty. Even for my wife, if she wants to buy any Punjabi sari, anything, she would rely on me.
Wow. So I think
it's for
ideal
me also.
Husband.
I'm like a person that I'm more into that also.
Cool. So now coming back to Swati Fire. So the business is set and everything. So what does the next few years look like for you for Swati Fire? So what are your thoughts around this?
See,
what are your thoughts?
Suraj, what happens? I cannot predict
the future.
We cannot predict the future. Somebody saying that I would see this much turnover, blah, 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 that is all okay. That's a person. So I won't tell about those figures, what I'm going to achieve. I'll give my best towards it, first of all, that. And I will find out the things that increase more in my portfolio. I mean,
more products.
Product portfolio.
Okay. So you're going to focus more on the product range increase.
Product range increasing.
Okay.
That what I can cater to the market. In the business slows down, goes
it's
down.
A different segment.
Different segments. We should be diversified enough. Like our portfolio should be diversified. So that, see, because I see a big demand coming up.
In the fire and safety or
fire safety overall I see a big demand coming up
within India, outside India.
Definitely in India.
Within India
also. See, if your portfolio is bigger, that's
you're
what
broad.
I feel I want to get diversified. I want to in lockdown, if you know that COVID lockdown, I never had a phase that I was out of business. So I keep balance by that. So I want to grow in such a way that my product get increased, diversification happens, and I want to do a perfect process. That once this process is done, I will go to the next stage. This second process is done, I will go to the third stage. I want to grow and grow in every way. And with that future scenario, that what is going to happen with that my business, that this product will be there or not, what the future will be, that will be definitely in mind. So stay alert with the market. Because what you are doing right now, it cannot be same in next 5 years. Because I take a perfect example of Nokia. Nokia once, everyone thought that, okay, nobody can beat Nokia. Now it's nowhere. So you have to be with the market.
I think, amazing. So product range increases, that's something that you spoke about.
Yes, that is the correct.
And is can there be, so do you have, because in the right now the things that are happening in the market is customers are a lot aware in context of the sustainability, right? And customers are a lot, for example, are the industries or the factories are moving towards industry 4.0 or for digitization, yeah, wo log us tarah se ja rahe ek part, and usme se they are driving efficiency and all these things. And customer, as you said, European customers are more sensitive towards sustainability, for example. So, and you want to do the product range increase also, right? Maybe in different segments.
Exactly.
So where is this intersection happening?
See, this is something, see, foreign and European people, they believe in quality a lot. And with that, sustainability comes with that product life. Product life is very much important.
What it should be as long as it is.
As long as it is. Because we are not in electronic parts. Our product is not that electronic part. But they want to see that how long that will. So what we can do, or what future I'm thinking, that let's say the valve is made for 15 to 20 products inside. A rubber washer is there. And a wheel is there. Some metal other parts. Plastic is there. Everyone has a different shell life. So I would come up with that program that, okay, this part, A part is there, it's going to have only 4 years span of life. So we'll provide that, spare along with it. Okay, then you will get a 10 years of life.
Increasing the life.
Increasing that life.
by and defining the variable life.
Variable, okay. Plastic will have this much life.
Hmm.
If it's a small spares, you know, we'll tell them, okay, this is the time.
Hmm.
Something we can put a sheet on it, or we can tell them, you know, digitally,
hmm.
that, okay, this is the value, serial number value, that this is the life, because you purchased on this date.
Hmm.
And this much life you are going to get of it.
Hmm.
We are going to do a powder coating, well powder coated, that will give a good life to that.
Hmm.
Because nowadays, because our products will be in the sunlight.
Hmm. Infra, UV,
UV and all that. Then in MS, then we are going to FRP boxes, fiber boxes.
Hmm.
In that sustainability part is that, that fiber is has a longer life, doesn't get rusted.
Hmm.
So we are trying to pitch that product much in the market, making the customers aware about it. That fiber has a good life, FRPs.
Okay. I'm going to random questions. Oh, this question is really good. How much are we on time? So imagine that there is a giant billboard, bahut bada billboard hai, digital billboard hai. And that billboard is looked at by all the MSMEs.
Okay.
What is the one piece of advice that, or inspiring thing that you would want to be on that billboard?
That, I mean, what content should be there on that billboard?
Huh.
That inspire all the SMEs, that's what your question is like?
So it can be a piece of advice. It can be something that could inspire them about where India is placed or whatever the situation is right now. And but this is for the MSMEs.
What I believe in, like MSME players means micro, small and medium enterprises are there, right? So India, what is placed right now, we're at like perfectly positioned right now in the world.
Why?
See, because of our population.
Hmm.
See, all the European countries, they are already developed enough.
Hmm.
They are already developed, they are saturated.
Hmm.
Their population is not increasing.
Hmm.
They don't have young population out there. They have older people out there. So they are settled enough.
Mm-hmm.
Even US somewhere, they are settled enough.
Hmm.
But in India,
hmm.
previously we used to think that 140 crore people, this is like a burden on us. But now the scenario has changed to, it's a consumer market. It's a bigger consumer market out here. So the more people out here, they would look for every damn thing starting from a house. When they go for buying a house, they would need every damn thing. So it's an infrastructure. So they will go for a house, then they will need lights, fans, tube lights, cement, concrete, bricks, everything. Fire safety will be there. So when fire safety will be there, you will need the account people, all that. So, so everything is connected. And the this generation, the upcoming generation in India is also started on spending. See, previous Indian people, old generation people, they were not rich enough.
Sapsona.
So they were more towards the saving.
Saving.
Now we are not at that stage. Youngster believe that we should spend. Don't just keep it in the cupboard and just leave it and sleep. So that spending habit will increase demand. Second, the population increasing. So a father has 2-3 sons. Everyone will look out a different house for them.
So that joint is also getting nuclear.
Export demand is increasing because they are looking for countries apart from China.
Options.
So India is well placed for that. We have good relations with each and every country out there. We are not fighting with much of them. So we are not biased to one only for European people, NATO or like that. We are good with Russia also. We are good with US also. European people are also. So we are well placed for that thing, for production hubs. So I think overall, I would see next decade or something, it's for India. It's going to be huge demand in terms of exports also, local manufacturing also, infrastructure also, and even the world is looking over India right now.
Great. So you are one good example. Like, you know, Swatifair is a very good example of a Make in India concept that recently, maybe a decade ago, started.
Exactly.
So, government has been doing their own parts and own bits, part of it, and the Make in India part of it. So, what is your one ask from the government for your industry, maybe, or for your particular segment? Like, if this can also be done, it could be very interesting, or that could open up many more doors for, like, you know, factories like you to grow.
See, government has already done a good thing. they have done GST law and all that, which is very good for us. So now we have all, even
sorted.
That GST is sorted out, because even US doesn't have it. They have different taxes in different states, and we have that.
Achha.
So that's very good part for us. Now the basic thing is for infrastructure.
So your ask is more infrastructure.
More infrastructure is needed. The roads. Like, my labor is coming from their house to my factory. See, they should have enough bus or metros. Something, connectivity has to be very nice. Airports. You should have good connections between cities, number of cities. Speed railways. That's what my need is, that transportation should be, that even the domestic transportation between the cities should decrease.
The time.
So the product comes fast.
And cycle time.
Reduces better.
Okay. तो अपना factory turnaround भी ज़्यादा हो जाएगा. Factory का turnaround भी ज़्यादा हो जाएगा. Got it. Cool. So one question is, one habit of yours which you believe has helped you become a better version of you.
Better version of me.
One habit.
How would I say? I mean, see, no, I'm
don't say getting married. So
it's about logic.
Okay, structured thinking, reverse engineering
in terms of business also, and if somebody is saying to me something, I always think about it. I would try to get my shoes over there and think about it. It's not just bhai tune bol diya hai, toh, this is not the thing. Why you say it like that? Is there some point that makes you calm? You don't get that aggressive. You try to see why he said it, what's the reason. It's okay. So, and I'm more towards logic.
Okay. So one aspect being an entrepreneur is, like, you know, so you have, you're also an investor, like, you know, because we're an entrepreneur, so you have the funds available. And like, you know, so entrepreneur directors, they invest in different aspects. Right. So they invest in real estate and all the aspects. So what has been your best investment focus area so far, which in which you have got a lot of learning?
That's a beautiful question. So my focused area has been mutual funds a lot.
Okay.
I'm in the stock market.
But
I don't do directly with the stocks. I don't take anybody's tips. I don't like to take it, because we already tested that. So I believe in mutual funds a lot. SIPs and like that. So that what happens, whatever earning you do, you set an STP or SIP, and that goes into that, and that builds up your capital. So you are doing a two-way business. You're doing your own business, and you are getting the return from that mutual fund also, from that your fund aside, which you are from your salary or for whatever your earnings or whatever savings you are doing it. So your money is not getting idle. Sometimes you are getting the return equal to the business in mutual fund also, or the share market.
Okay.
That's what I have observed.
Okay.
And you don't have to observe everyday prices on that. I don't recommend to buy direct stocks, where you to need to open. You see, your mind get diverted towards in your business, rather than you will see that moneycontrol.com to see the price. So I think mutual fund stock market is bad.
Mm.
Obviously, real estate is there too.
Mm.
But I don't believe too much in real estate.
Mm.
I just believe in buying the land which is required for your purpose.
Mm. Which you can utilize.
Don't buy something and block your money
towards
those real estate where you only see and enjoy the stuff. Ke bhai ye meri zameen hai and this is bhai itna paisa ho gaya. No. Second, I believe in spending also, which you need to spend by your time to time with your age. There is nothing called I will use this money at this
retirement.
Point of age.
No.
At that time, you won't be able to, your legs won't be working good. You might face any problems with your health, BP issues, diabetes issues, a lot of issues can come. So enjoy your life along with that.
So as you
work life also.
So as you grow older, your money increasing percentage grows.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have you have to divide your earnings in that.
So do you have a table at home? ऐसा कोई चार्ट है घर पे एक्सेल पे है करते हैं या फिर दिस इज मेंटल
माइंड में मेरा रेडी है.
अच्छा ओके
समवेयर आई एम रेडी दैट हाउ मच मनी डू आई रिक्वायर फॉर माय बिजनेस.
ओके
व्हाट इज माय कंटिंजेंसी मनी.
ओके
अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट आई नीड टू इन्वेस्ट.
ओके
यू डिड इन योर गोल्ड, यू डिड इन योर रियल एस्टेट, यू डिड इन योर स्टॉक
मार्केट. ओके
बट यू शुड नॉट कीप योर मनी आइडल हियर.
ओके
यू हैव टू गेट द रिटर्न्स.
ओके कूल. सो अनदर क्वेश्चन वाज लाइक So who are your role models in the industry to whom you have looked up to?
See, in terms of
any aspect of
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the energy level and all that. I see like people in Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At this age also, he's going to different countries and all that. Somewhere he's in Ahmedabad, some next day he's somewhere else, somewhere he's going to US, somewhere he's going to...
Back
so
to back.
The energy level. He's not saying that I got a jet lag or something like that. They are able to perform it well. Like this. Amitabh Bachchan in film industry. Why? Because he's able to work at that age at... I would look myself at that, okay, no, I should be able to work at that 80 age also. There's no... There is no time for retirement. It's not just business. It is not time of retirement. The day you retire, you're done with your mind.
Body deteriorates.
So this kind of people I have in my mind.
Okay.
And
cool. So one question is, so which is the favorite part of the factory for you? And why? Just one.
Favorite part of my factory. That's a very tough question because there are a couple of areas where I would.
This one.
Just one area you need, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is the production area for me.
Production. Why? Why do you like production?
Why? Because I love to manage the things.
Hmm.
That gives me happiness. See, when I'm on the field, it's like I give my best. And I feel satisfied with that. That, okay, I mean, I was able to manage this much things and I was able to achieve that result what I what I looked for. So that production area has always been the best part of it. And how smartly I did it. Why I feel satisfied? Because I feel okay, no, I use this technique, that was the smartest thing came out of me and I
okay.
did it.
You can see it in action.
I see it in action.
Got it. Okay, so the next is, what is the worst advice you often hear?
Worst advice?
Advice you often hear.
I offered...
often hear. Look,
often
look,
hear.
Sabse kharab advice. Like what
from
do people
from
anybody, from people who would give you advice or Yafir, you're able to see someone else giving someone else advice. So any worst advice which you feel that this is not I'm like, you know, this is truly worse. Aisa nahi hona chahiye.
See, I don't hear any kind of, it doesn't come to me anything like wrong advice to me, because I have my own calls. So I don't hear into any bluff advice, but and people to people, they definitely have
opinions,
opinions about that, and they try to demotivate. ये करेगा तो ऐसा हो जाएगा, ऐसा करेगा तो ऐसा हो जाएगा. There is nothing like that. Case to case things are different.
लेकिन करो.
So you have to think yourself. I mean, what you can do and what you are the best for it.
Cool. So one aspect I was thinking was that, so Sudhir is this guy who constantly is in motion.
Yes.
He needs physical activity. He needs something to engage.
Exactly.
Like, you know, he likes production area, one of the most buzzing areas, right? So how does he recharge? I mean, this obviously gives him energy, but this energy is also body mein to drain ho raha hai, because you're processing the mind and you're doing everything. So body is running at a different pace, mind is running at a super fast pace. So how does Sudhir recharge?
I recharge with my vacations.
Okay. So I this is alone or with family?
With the family.
Okay. So how many vacations a year?
I would say two to three big vacations, about 10 to 12 days, and small vacations of 2 to 3 days with the families and like that. But I enjoy going out, like with my family. I do a trip with my wife alone also. I just leave the kids alone and I do with them, with her also. And so whenever I go out, I get I feel recharged with that. I need a break for that.
And in these vacations, you are again relaxing, or you are again doing shopping and like back to back? I feel you are truly recharging.
Relaxing for me is doing something which I feel good about it. Relaxing. It doesn't mean that I just lay down, that is good. But I, like, if I'm on a resort trip, so let's say if I'm going to Maldives, then what I will do, I will utilize my day, I will go for swimming. I will go for some playing activity. I will go for just walk on a beach. It might happen that I enjoy the evening time also, then I might sit down. But I would do something. I'm not a person who just sleeps and feel relaxed. No, that kind of person.
Okay. So, do you have any favorite failure of yours?
Yes.
What is that? Which one is that? Favorite, topmost. तो वो जल्दी आ गया.
हाँ.
तो वो जल्दी आ गया आंसर.
हाँ, favorite failure means once what happened in exports. To one of my customers, he was my premium customers. We manufactured a product, sent there. He did the testing. He did the testing, or then something wrong happened with my product, so that thing blasted, and my product is more with the water line. So it the water was over his factory. So just emailed me, buzzed me, no, if we are going to blacklist you, what kind of product you supplied and blah 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 blah. I was in tension that if I lose this customer, if they blacklist me, how would I sustain? Because he was one of my big customers out there. I suddenly said, no, let me take a flight to them. And I told them, I will make another good sample for you. You try to taste it there. It will give proven origin. I rushed. I made a new sample. Like nights I didn't sleep. I worked on that portion. I did it for 1 week. Then I took that sample to the customer directly, and I told them, relax, I will replace your full qual, be it 10 lakhs or 20 lakhs. That was first I gave him the commitment. They said, okay, but you have to do it fast. They told me you have to make this production fast. I said, but by that time I was there, I was with them, sitting with them. I tried, let's sit about new other products, what you have, blah blah blah. So going there, I got few other products also to try on for sampling. I was a bit lucky that they allowed me to do it. Even though they were angry, they said, okay, you try with these 4 or 5 other products. And so that failure got me 3-4 products.
Opportunity.
Apart from that, I wouldn't have gone there. And I would have never asked that. So sometimes the failures turned out to be a different thing.
Hmm.
Sometimes, let's say a big customer is with you and then he suddenly says, okay, no, I'm not working. That has happened.
Hmm.
My 25 to 30 production, 30% production was done for that company.
Hmm.
That suddenly stopped me.
Yeah.
Okay, no, next day we are not going to do business with you. We are going to with someone else for the prices, whatever happened.
Hmm.
Then I realized, no, never work with one company at this much big scale.
Hmm.
Or you should have a backup. If you want to do the business in large scale with them, you should have a backup. That if this company is not with you, are then you going to sustain in the market or not? So that's what I learned from them.
Reality check
ho gaya ke don't stay with just one company with a heart.
Cool. I think I covered most of them. I think Agna has one more last question. How much, what time are we? No, okay. Good question. This is related, but can you share a crisis story that happened at the factory? And how did you react? And the outcome?
Crisis story has happened many times.
Interesting story.
That's
factory mein hota hi rehta hai, but
factory mein hota hi rehta hai, breakdown, and I'm just thinking over it, which is the best thing. I mean, crisis happened, and see, crisis happened in sometimes what happens that there are multiple, but I would just share a couple of that. Some people, you are bankable on that, and they leave your company at that moment. Then suddenly you see, how would you do that production? I mean, that guy is gone. You have to supply that product. How would you do that? At that time, I keep a calm. I don't get frustrated just for why, what will happen, I don't think. I said, it happened, done. What should be done the next? Let's find out the solution for it. Then I see this permutation combination, what could be done. Then I realize I could do this product outsourcing. Or this part could be done outsourced.
Okay.
Where this person is involved, I could do this outsourced. I did it and I got successful. So it is sometimes a crisis make you learn also.
Sometimes crisis is good.
Crisis is good, yeah. I mean. Then you try to be active towards to solve that. Okay, now I have this money.
Perfect. Cool, Sudhir. So I think it's been amazing having conversations with you and getting a perspective on the whole, like, you know, mindset of yours into the logic part of it.
Great.
And then how you have set up, like, you know, how you have joined your dad's business and then grown it into the export market, and how you wish to, you know, add more product range in the growing India that we are at, and how you get inspired by our Prime Minister and example Amitabh Bachchan. And these people who are working at so strong, going steady at these ages.
Yes.
So it's been incredible to learn that and get to know your perspective. So all the best, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Suraj, for inviting me. Thanks. It was wonderful.
Cool. So I have one last question.
Yeah.
So you get to ask one question to me. What would you like to ask?
How are you that much creative?
Creative, yeah.
Like every time you come up with different ideas, like, you know, we can do like this, and do like this. So this is like something what happened. People are like, you know, let me, if I don't get successful, how would you are able to try a lot of things?
I think because
Mr. Rajan allowing you, your dad allowing you, how he feels about it. Because
point.
I think you tried too many hands on.
Yeah.
You were into packaging also. I think that is still going on.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes. So one thing is people.
So are you afraid about that failures or not?
No,
or
I love
how?
Failures. I think it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So one thing is people remove me out of my cabin face, so I don't have a place to sit. So normally, kya hai ki nikalte rehte room se. So here what happens is, like, for me, me and my dad's business is totally separate. So my dad's business, financials, everything is his. So my businesses are maybe SR container carries trucking,
mm-hmm.
packaging,
mm-hmm.
alluvium,
mm-hmm.
And now it got Novusha, the one that were, and Drabs. So these are five my companies. So the team is all different. The finance is different. All handled by me only. So these all companies, they have no relationship with my dad's company.
Okay.
I give consultancy to my dad's
okay.
company.
Mm-hmm.
And unka example, digitization, marketing, everything, I do consultancy. So there are two groups. One is the custom clearance business on its own. That is only run by my dad. I manage the team, I engage with the team. Mujhe rehta hai perspective kya chal raha hai. And I spend time with the customers, and the customers keep telling me ki bhai ye ho raha hai, and I can gauge ki problem kya aane wala hai. Right? And usse main karta hun experiments. But all my companies will be around MSMEs only.
But you, I think you said five to six companies, right?
Huh.
I mean, all different
kind
of business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How you're able to manage and give your time to it? That's
okay.
very
yeah.
interesting thing for me. Huh. Because
yeah.
I am just doing one thing.
Huh.
And sometimes I feel that I'm not able to give that time, you know, like how you are managing the things.
Huh. So I think there are a lot of things to it. So maybe time may mere paas bhi like a prime minister, Amitabh Bachchan ke phir bhi hai. So like a prime minister, I don't have anything else to do. So
mm-hmm.
I work like 21, 22 days straight. So I don't take off on Sundays also.
Mm-hmm.
So I work all 7 days straight. And for me, going home also is I'll do this only.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing is I have a lot of time. I don't have any responsibility. Second is I give a lot of freedom to the leaders of the teams. Right. So unke paas leadership mein team hai, and we have. So I also have my vision board at home. So mera ghar pe pura vision board hai. So mujhe har month mein, I have a clear understanding that next year every company is going to do what. And then I sit with that leader and say, I'm thinking this will happen. What do you think? And that guy says, aisa ho sakta hai. And then we frame out some structure to it. And then we do a monthly review. So I monthly spend only 1 hour with that HOD. So transportation team chal raha hoga. We have scaled up to, like this year we've added 8 trucks. I have only sat with them monthly once. And I don't attend any phone calls. I'm not engaged with the trucking customers. Packaging also, it'll be the same. So I make my big five goals and top 15 goals for the year. And I do something similar to yours wherein I go in a very remote place, no internet, Wi-Fi, and I keep writing it. So I reflect on what I achieved. Fir main, this year, I'm going to be going in Diwali again for almost a month. And without internet connection, I'll be totally off cut. And I do that every year. So also the team understands ke bhi is pe koi rely mat karo, apna apna dekh lo. So and they manage their own things.
So that's a beautiful part of it.
Haan, I think, yeah.
That's what.
But I write a lot, I read a lot. And reading things ko main fir office mein implement karta.
So you read books also or just
yes.
what kind of reading you do?
I read on everything that is my weakness.
That's
at
cool.
that point of time. So right now, example, my weakness would be example being a podcast host example.
Uh-huh.
I read all the content on how to make guests comfortable, how to make the guests talk, how to the digital side of it, how do cameras work, how do
that's
the whole thing work.
That's good.
I think,
so you don't watch YouTubes and all that for that, or you just read, you're more towards reading or you're more towards that
text developer. Yeah, I watch videos also, but from a consumption perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because my time is very mapped. Rehta hai. And I work out, I'm now also getting into meditation. Because for me, the biggest thing is switching companies. Like example, I could be 1 hour sitting with media guys. The second meeting will be a trucking meeting. So I have to switch my mind from all the data points. And mere paas mein sare company ke monthly data points hai. So mujhe sabke data points pata hai.
That's good.
Ratios.
So that means your brain is running on that, and that's a good brain exercise in which you are doing it.
Exactly. And meditation is the health
so
thing.
So you do
for
meditation morning?
Yes. I do meditation. I'm using the Headspace app. I've tried a lot of meditation. I tried Vipassana 14 days. I tried Sadhguru's program.
That's good.
4 week. I tried also. I tried all of these. Then Headspace was best for me.
So basically, your team which you select is the best one. Because
as
you said, you stayed away for a month.
Yeah.
And those people were able to carry out those routine activities. They were not stuck enough to do it.
Yeah, wo log gaali dete honge, it wouldn't be reaching me. I think that's how it would be happening. But we can say all the rosy things. But I just put them, ki bhai, you figure it out, bhai, mereko to nahi pata. Tum jo loge, whatever you decide, it's going to be right or wrong, we'll handle it together.
That's what I mean, you have to allow them to make the
decisions. And make mistakes also.
It's like father and son, that's what he said.
If
the father doesn't allow the son to do the mistakes, how would he grow?
Yeah. So I think that's
so it's
how
like Very, very good thought about it.
Yeah.
So.
But I think with the, and again, the teams are good, like, you know, like dads, these are maybe team members, you know, all these, they're very progressive towards change.
Achha.
Like Manubhai will be the guy who will be driving IT revolution in the office. So he's the one in 2015 started paperless wala part. I gave the concept idea and he drove it. So now we are driving the, wo nahi bataya tha, pura software integrate karna hai, sare karna hai. So I gave the concept, the idea, the IT team, and Manubhai is driving it. So wo part mein we are very blessed ke the older team members,
mm-hmm.
jo itne saalon se hai,
wo
log progressive mindset ke. So that we got lucky with that part, I think. Yes. But as you said, team members are the core thing.
Core thing, in it, yes.
I think, yeah, that's how it is. But they're also, I try to ensure that they have fun in the whole journey. But I think, yeah, that's my perspective, ke, they're having fun. But I don't know the real truth. I think Rajvi is smiling the most, so I think, yeah. Cool, yaar. Cool, so it's been awesome.
It was wonderful. I enjoyed this part.
How many hours have you been? 2 hours?
1 hour, 10 minutes.
And I think I could have spoken for next,
another one more,
enjoy.
Yeah. Prepare nahi karna chahiye
na? Nahin, my wife tells me sometimes, like what happens, she tells me GVS.
GVS?
See, like, there's a Gyan Vatsal Swami.
Is it recording? You recorded this. This is good.
She tells me, sir, that you are GVS, you will always do like this. And me.
10 मिनट के बाद में तुम एक घंटा सो जाते हो,
थोड़ी देर बाद ज्ञान देना बंद कर देना लोगों को, बहुत हो गया.
ओह माय गॉड. सो आई थिंक सो, या सो शी इज नॉट गोना बी द वन ट्यूनिंग इन, वी हैव लॉस्ट अ सब्सक्राइबर.
नो, शी वुड हैव स्कोल्डेड मी फॉर लॉट, आई मीन शी वुड हैव गाइडेड मी लॉट, ऐसा करना चाहिए, तुमने ऐसा क्यों नहीं बोला, ऐसा क्या. बट शी इज फन, शी इज लाइक
completes you in that kind of way. I think the best part is you like shopping. I've heard very like guys who like shopping, no?
No, it's like, you won't believe it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe
it. Like shopping? Aisa hai ke I can do it for 5-6 hours also. मेरी वाइफ डर जाती है, मैं आई एम टेलिंग यू फ्रैंकली, कि वो बोलती है कि तुम मेरे से कितना ट्राई कराओगे.
ओह माय गॉड, सही है यार, आई मीन इनक्रेडिबल.
इट्स अ रिवर्स सिनेरियो इन सम टाइम्स.
सही है, सही है.
मुझे मैं बोल रहा हूँ ना, मेरे को आइडिया